Romans 8, verses 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. The Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. All right, we've talked about this a couple weeks and just kind of continuing in this. But when you realize that the Holy Spirit understands everything that you think, everything you feel, everything that you experience, you know, Paul says the Spirit searches our hearts. Not only does he search our hearts, but he also knows the mind of the Father. All right, so grasp that. So he's kind of the in-between. He knows us. He knows the Father. He has absolute clarity, knows what we need, and he also knows the Father's will, knows what the Father wants to do and is able to do. So how does that make you feel? Kind of pondering all of that, or getting trying to get an understanding of that. Yep, Troy. All right. Okay, good. Any other thoughts?
Comforted.
All right, good. You know, and I that's, you know, one, it just blows my mind that, you know, the Holy Spirit's doing all this, and I just really can't quite comprehend it all. But it brings comfort knowing, you know what, I don't have to understand it all. You know, I do have this Holy Spirit. I have part of the Godhead that's actually working on my behalf and helping. Jim, were you going to say something?
Well, kind of like what Troy said, sometimes when you're praying, it kind of sometimes pulls away from my confidence that what I'm praying for is the right thing.
Okay.
I may not be looking at it the right way, and therefore my prayer is almost falling on deaf ears because I'm not praying in the right way.
Okay. Hold that thought. I don't know if we'll get to it this week or next week, but I'll just skip ahead. Thinking through some of this, can we pray for the wrong thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We can.
All right. Yep.
Well, in the Bible, it tells us that there's nothing too small or whatever.
Right.
I really believe that when we're using our words, God knows our heart. And I think the Holy Spirit puts that on our hearts. And of course, we're going to say, we're not going to make it sound like Moses did or whatever, not unless we really put that much time. But I think that the Lord knows, and I don't think that any prayer falls on deaf ears, because he hears it. It's just like our children, when they're talking to us, we might not understand what they're talking about, but we're not going to miss what they're saying. You know, and
right.
Try to understand them. But I don't believe that.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever prayed wrong. I just pray the way I think.
All right.
I never thought about being wrong with prayer.
Troy?
I think it goes back to that whole wisdom thing. If we're not in the Word, and like I said, we don't really approach a problem set or a prayer or a concern wrongly, we can be wrong. I think we can look at things and go, you know, we're not looking at it right, and it might be not exactly what we're expecting.
Okay. Chris?
I think because we're human, we all, you know, have our own desires and things. We can pray for something that we want, and it may not be according to God's will. If there's two choices, we may want one, but the Lord wants us to have the other. So I think it's important to, you know, let our feelings, our desires be known, but still make we get up to God to provide the correct answer for us.
Okay. I'm just going to just give you something to think about here. All right. And I'm not saying I really have an answer, but just something to can ponder here through this or meditate on. So when we pray, what is the Holy Spirit doing as we pray? Be what?
Fully understanding everything.
All right. So, and then what does he do? What is he doing with our prayers? Are you taking him to the Father, right? All right. So if we're praying for something that we shouldn't, is the Holy Spirit still going to take that to the Father? He's going to what? Right. All right. So back to my other question. Can we pray for something that we shouldn't and it actually reach the Father in essence? He does, but as we pray, you know, the Holy Spirit is the one interceding for us. So, you know, it's kind of like back to Millie's illustration of our children. You know, they ask for something that they shouldn't be asking for. And as a parent, what do? You give them the right thing. You know, you're not going to give them the wrong thing. You're going to give them the correct thing because you know what's best. So just something to think about. And I know, I guess, depending which side of the coin you're looking at, yes, you know, are there things that we can pray for that we shouldn't? Yes. But is the Holy Spirit really going to go to the Father and go, hey, you know, Father, they just prayed for this, so, you know, maybe you ought to give it to them? I don't think he's doing that. You know, because the Holy Spirit, yes, he understands us and he knows the will of the Father, and he's not going to ask God to give us anything that's not according to his will. Does that make sense, Dennis?
I know sometimes when we pray for something, and it never happens, and then later on, you'll find out why it didn't happen.
Right. Right, so the answer, you know, the answer that of the prayer is no, because it doesn't come to pass, but part of that might just be that it wasn't right to ask for, and so the Holy Spirit's really not, he's not conveying the message.
And later on, you'll find out why it didn't happen.
Right.
It'll come to
So that's why, you know, it's very important to be open, and that's what we talked a couple weeks ago about praying in the will of the Father. You know, according to God's will, and you know, being clear or being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, actually trying to guide in our thoughts and prayer, so that we are praying correctly or praying for things that He can actually take to the Father and beseech Him on our behalf. All right, so you know, I think it should bring us peace. Comfort, knowing that the Holy Spirit's not going to take something to the Father and ask Him to do something that's going to hurt us or going to be detrimental to us. All right, does that make sense? Would everyone agree with that? Any? Yep.
I'm sorry if you're faithful and, you know, knowing that, you know you're going to make it through sanctification.
Right. And yes. Okay, good, Troy. All right, so the Holy Spirit, I would say he understands three things simultaneously. All right, he understands the situations that we're facing. So he obviously knows the origin of the issue. He knows what we're going through and all the details about it. Two, he knows what we actually need as we go through that. He understands and knows what it is that we need to take away from that issue or that situation. And then he also knows the plan of God or the will of God in that. So with that, those thoughts, how does that make you feel? Any different? Troy?
I think it should increase our awareness of his sovereignty.
Okay, good.
He's sending the problems.
Right.
The people that bring it, right? Some other situation.
Yeah. All right. Or allowing it. Sometimes we get ourselves into situations that we bring upon ourselves. But even through that, we have the confidence that God is still sovereign in that, and He's allowing it for a reason. Of course, the illustration of Job. Not that one. Job, God brought that in his life. What was I thinking of?
David.
Oh, right, David. Right, David brought, you know, David had things that he brought upon himself because he completely disobeyed, completely missed what he should have done. But through that, you know, through that punishment, through the correction, you know, he still had positive takeaways from that. You know, and so, yes, you know, we make wrong decisions at times and we're going to pay for that, but God still has a plan through that to teach us and bring about growth in our lives from that. You know, and hopefully we're not making those same mistakes over and over again. You know, hopefully we learn and move on. We don't have to get recycled and do it over again. So, any other thoughts here? Good, Troy. All right, so let's skip over to 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians 2:9-10. It says, "But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God." All right, so we have our eyes haven't seen, our ears haven't heard, and even our heart, our minds can't comprehend these things. So what is your takeaway from this? Anybody?
I think there's some things that maybe hit your heart or come to mind when you're, versions.
Okay.
Or been told something. Something just comes out of the blue. Maybe.
Good.
Like, well, Simon, God told me he's going to be able to see the birth of Jesus.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Okay, good. What else here? What other thoughts do you see from this? What is the qualification here? Troy's kind of mentioned it a few times, subliminally. Right. It says, to those who love him. What God has prepared for those who love him. All right, so there's a qualification, you know, that we are loving him. And these things are coming to pass for those who do love him. And I think what Paul's trying, the message he's getting across is that, you know, there are things that we really don't even understand. It's hard for us to even comprehend all that God would want to do for us. You know, those of us that are parents, you know, I think often, you know, we want so much for our children and would love to do so much more for them than we possibly can, kind of idea. You know, and we try to do as much as we can and balance that. But, you know, if we had unlimited resources, you know, how much would we do for them? Kind of idea. You know, and it's God has those unlimited resources. You know, and we just can't even imagine all that he would want to do for us or all that he would like to do for us. You know, so without the Holy Spirit, we can't imagine really all that God has prepared and would like to do if we submit and obey and love him, like he says. So then he says there, the last part, it says, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. So as we pray, the Holy Spirit reveals the plan of God to us. What does that look like? How does that happen? How does the Holy Spirit reveal the depths of God or the plan of God to us? All right, John pointing at his Bible through the Word. All right. Any other additions?
Will we get a peace that passes understanding in trial?
Okay, good. All right, so we have peace as we go through trials. Yep, Chris?
And sometimes you don't even pray for things to happen, and God blesses us with those things. And sometimes it isn't until after the fact that we see God's hand in something guiding you that you don't even know you need guidance with. So it's like an unexpected blessing, but that's all in God's plan. We don't know God's total plan for us. You know, we can benefit from like a beautiful sunset or the smile of a child or, you know, seeing a flower or a bird chirping or something, and that could just be just the thing that you need to turn your thoughts around back to God, and that is a blessing, a little blessing in itself.
Yeah, good. Good. Yep, Harold?
Hearing an encouraging scripture from, you know, a friend who's also a believer, like, you know, he is able, that God's in total control as far as the sovereignty goes. And a lot of times just that encouragement makes it a lot easier just to continue on, just knowing that everything's going to be okay. As well as knowing that everything happens, God's timetable, not ours. Pray for whatever, but it will happen whenever God decides to do his work. Because the way that we prepared first for us, we may not be ready to receive whatever it is he's going to give us. It's either yes, no, or, you know, wait.
Right. Okay. All right, so as we are actually praying, how can we wait, or how can we see how the Lord or how the Holy Spirit is revealing God's plan to us as we're praying? Trying to get a little more specific.
Sometimes when I prayed before about certain things, it's like sometimes you just get a peace that you just couldn't make happen. And I think sometimes that peace that comes from God is giving you that peace that you can sit and not worry, you know, spend all day worrying about it.
Right.
Out of your control.
Yeah. All right, good.
I know, like, I've noticed the more that I pray with how I read God's word and how the Spirit does guide me through that, that there's a growing focus on his lordship. So I noticed that a lot of times the prayer turns away from just being focused on myself and more on praying for salvation for friends and family, for my children, for my wife, for wisdom for God, for how I'm leading my family. Just as things are going on, that it's glorifying him and less focused on myself.
Okay.
It's much more of the lordship of Christ.
Right. Okay. So is there a time in prayer that we should just pause and listen? Okay.
Be still in the land of
God. Right. Yes. So, you know, as we are praying, you know, we pray for everything, you know, whether, you know, we've talked, you know, whether you have a list that you pray off of, or as you are praying and sharing your thoughts and needs to God, then, you know, pause and allow God to speak to you or the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Now, we're not going to hear an audible voice, but you know, you might think of what additional things to pray for. You might, you know, a verse might come to your mind. You might have something else that comes to mind, that maybe that peace or a word of encouragement that someone has mentioned, you know, earlier, a song. You know, there are different ways in which the Holy Spirit works in that. to bring that about and to bring across the plan of God in our lives to us. And then we pray more. And then we listen some more. And I would say, you know, we continue this process where we pray, we pause, and we listen. Then we, you know, as things are brought to mind, or as we have thoughts and things, then we pray some more until there is a sense or a resolution of peace, you know, that Susan mentioned. You know, so we have an assurance that God is answering us, that God is in control, that He is going to bring about His will in our lives, and sometimes we'll have a clear direction. You know, by the time we've ended praying, and you know, and we know what to do, we know what actions to take, and how to pursue God's answer, but. You know, sometimes we're not. Sometimes we're going to still be left with, you know, I don't really know exactly what to do, but I'm just going to trust God and realize that you know, He is in control, that He is going to bring about what He desires. And so I'm going to kind of put that on pause for a little bit, and then I'll pray about it some more later. Maybe later that day, the next day, whenever. You know, and bring it back. You know, and again, trying to, because, you know, there are often, we know, we pray for something, we don't get resolution right away. You know, we have to continue, you know, keep praying about it over and over and over again, and asking God for the direction, asking God for that answer. And so we are just trusting Him in the interim, waiting until He does answer that. And so we'll pick up there next week and talk about that some more as far as the direction that we go in as we pray. Jeremiah, would you close us in prayer? Amen. Thank you.